Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith and contains the fact that as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the destructive habits that have caused to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a wonderful, funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. And like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for free angel advice. So please call the show. That number to call on is 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But before we take some calls for that free angelic advice, I'd like to say hello, listeners. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. I like to start off my program by thanking my regular listeners, all those who are tuning in every week, and a big welcome to all my new listeners who are listening for the first time. You know, for all you first-time listeners, there's just a reminder that if you want to be alerted and reminded about all Angel Healing House radio shows, find my lovely little face, the photo on the Blog Talk radio site, and push the follow button underneath the photo. And this way, you won't miss a single Angel Healing House radio program. And with so much change going on in our world, and with our shift to living in more truth and authenticity, the messages from the Posse of Angels are helping to navigate this world that we are creating, this new world, I should say, that we are creating. You know, it's important to reflect on the past 2 months, listeners, and because they help us bring us to a point where we are now. July and August saw many of us clearing a lot of programming in our lives, and particularly around family issues. In this way, old and very deep bonds were finally severed as many of us stopped allowing ourselves to be dishonored and disrespected in any way. We felt so good, many of us, about ourselves when we drew a line in the sand and said, no more will I allow this particular person to use me or treat me in any way that does not resonate with me and honor who I am. Now September rolls around, and listeners, September is a 9-month, and it signifies completion. We saw this very clearly last month with the rare event in August of 2 full moons. These moons were called blue moons, and one happened on August the 1st, and the other was on the 31st. And when there are blue moons in a month, they signify completion. This cycle of completing is in place for us to have new beginnings for this September. September will be a month of deep changes for a lot of people as we are being brought face to face with beliefs and programming that we always accepted and were told were the truth. Yet this month of completion will reveal to us that these so-called truths were merely someone else's agenda to keep us in fear or control, or perhaps to take our power away or to make money off of us. They say that the truth will set you free, and boy, will there be some truths revealed. Will this be challenging? Yes. Will this go counter to what we've been told was good for us? You bet. But the Posse of Angels are saying that most of us have had a niggling feeling that what we have been told all along to believe in by outside forces in our lives, they may not be the truth. One example of this is that I believe is that the government still has a firm denial that we are not alone in the universe and that we are not part of a galactic family. But you know, listeners, our outside world is only a reflection of our inner world. If we are still allowing ourselves to hang on to personal and individual old belief systems and programming and making our choices by default, that is, by someone else's standards, how can we expect our outside world to resonate with what is truth? The more we begin to tear down beliefs and programming and take off our self-imposed blindfolds, we will gain a clear sense of truth and a stronger sense of who we are and why we are here. This act takes courage, as it means taking responsibility for our lives and not being told what to believe. This taking more and more accountability for the choices that we make will give us inspiration as we begin to awaken more and more to the power of choices that we have always had, but have so freely given away to others. Now, the Posse of Angels are chiming in. They're telling me that the collective consciousness is feeling a great sense of anticipation, and it's slowly building as we enter the last quarter of an already changing and shifting year that will see us start to create our authentic lives. Yet in order to create a new world, we all must be courageous enough to liberate ourselves from the restricting belief systems that we may be perpetuating and following in our lives. You know, listeners, a belief system is perpetuated by a deep sense of obligation towards another person, a group, an organization. Many of our obligations are formed by the programming we receive from the families that we were born into and what we follow, what they believe, by default. Added to this are the belief systems in the groups and the organizations that our families followed, and much of that is a result as of what they were told to follow. And when we grow up, when we're free to make our own choices, we may freely continue to give our power away through some sort and sense of obligation. In this way, we live by habit and not making true, authentic choices that resonate with how we feel. Again, we allow our choices to be determined by others. Now, this is fine if we truly believe in our hearts, in our families or our groups or our organization's belief system. But when we feel like it is going counter to what we truly believe in our hearts, then we are suppressing who we are and what resonates within us. And as long as we continue to do this, we will always be stuck in a place where we are not living in our authentic truth. And when you may dream or wish or plead or beg or cry for the life that you desire and long for, but when you do not live in absolute truth with what resonates within you, you will stay stuck in the life that you are living. I'm going to read that again because that is very important. You may dream or wish or plead or beg or cry for the life that you desire and long for, but when you do not live in absolute truth with what resonates within you, you will stay stuck in the life that you are living. You will never be able to push your life past what is now. This can only happen when you realize that you must stop allowing anything external to make your choices. It is only then that you can decide to make your choices by how you feel and not by what someone else tells you or what someone else believes. Listeners, you know what? It takes courage to accept your power to decide, and it takes tremendous inner strength to break away from the norm or the way things have always been. For instance, it was drummed into my head that I had to marry someone of the same religion. And even though my ex was abusive, egotistical, controlling, I actually asked him to marry me. He never asked to marry me as I was not that important to him. I married him to follow that important family rule and found myself in an abusive marriage for 22 years. After my walk-in experience in 2003, I had a different perception. I was very clear. I followed my heart and decided that characteristics of kindness, gentleness, loyalty, trust, compassion, empathy, and unconditional love meant far more to me and were more important than any prescribed restriction or belief system. Following my heart, I drew my twin flame, my beloved cherished husband Pete, to myself. We are coming up to celebrate our Heaven on Earth 9th wedding anniversary together in November of this year. 2 weeks ago, I spoke about how each and every one of us is the shift, and we help the world ascend by being who we authentically are. And listeners, this holds true for every single being, whether they be spiritual, human, or galactic. It holds true for all cultures, all races, all genders. This authenticity can only be realized if we stop giving our power away to any belief system outside of ourselves. This includes what we are told to believe by our family, by our culture, by your group, by your government, by politicians, by your friends, by the media, by advertising, by religions, or any group or person you choose to add to this list. If any of the above are espousing to you anything that you should do, and it goes counter to your heart, and it does not make you happy, and you continue to do it, then your life will not be happy. no matter how much you rationalize, but justify and make excuses as to why you should and you ought to or have to keep doing something or believe in something that does not feel good, your life will not feel good. And listeners, many of us were brought up to accept the belief that it's okay not to feel good. In fact, as we are all children of God, that goes counter to what is in our hearts. It's our divine inheritance to be happy, to be abundant, to be joyful, peaceful, and loved. For instance, many women were brought up to believe that they were inferior to men. They needed a man in their life to provide for them, as they were less than and not capable of being independent. This one belief crippled them in all areas of their lives and caused them to be codependent and needy. By releasing this belief system, it helps us to see exactly what we are capable of, have independent thought, and take responsibility for our choices in order to steer our own destiny, to co-create with God, fulfilling our lives on our own terms. So listeners, before I talk more about releasing those old beliefs that no longer resonate with us in order to live our lives authentically, I'd like to go to the phone lines. We have an 831 caller on the line. 831, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with? Hello, 831? Hello? Could you speak up? I can't hear you. Oh, 831 dropped off the line. Okay, please call back so we can give you some free angel advice, free angel guidance. So let's go back to talking about those belief systems. Oh, another caller just popped up. 904. 904, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Who am I?
This is Sarah in Florida.
Hello, Sarah. How have you been?
How are you? I've been well.
Good, good, good. What's the weather like in Florida?
It's a beautiful day. It's probably about 85, 86 maybe.
Oh, sounds like perfect weather.
Sunshiny day, yeah. Yeah, I took a long walk about 20 minutes to the grocery store, and I caught the little shuttle bus back around.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It sounds good.
I was looking at your bio, you know, talking about changing your, you know, beliefs. So I was just, you know, going to listen in and hear what you had to say about that, because I'm always about learning and trying to put it into practice as well.
That's wonderful. Do you resonate with those things about giving your power away to those belief systems around us? I mean, you know, we're bombarded with so many things that keep telling us what to buy, what to wear, you know, what to think, which groups to join, and you know, we find that so much of our lives is dictated. We can allow our lives to be dictated by others' belief systems. Have you found that true in your life, Sarah?
Not in recent, no. I mean, I'm sure we've all been there, but, you know, I wear what I wear. I don't, you know, go by the fads and fashions, you know. I try to, you know, I mean, I'll try to use my own, you know, intuition, my own spirit to, you know, do whatever it is I do.
Myself,
I haven't watched TV. This is September, so in 2 more months, it'll be a year. Now, I have glanced at it when I'm at somebody else's house, but I didn't intend on doing it this long, but it's been so good not watching it. It's been wonderful. You know,
I can keep up
with, you know, the stuff that's going on just by glancing at the headline on the computer. I don't need to watch it and rewatch it and rewatch it and listen to people talk about it and so forth and so on.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. My husband and I moved here from Australia 4 years ago, and We have not had television hookup in those 4 years. And I was, somebody said that, you know, I was telling somebody the other day about that. And they said, 4 years? You really haven't watched television? I said, no. I said, we have a rather large DVD collection. I said, we watch movies, but we don't watch, you know, we don't have the wherewithal to watch TV. And I said, you know, I think it's interesting to note that in those years that I've been here, I've written 6 books, and I started a radio show.
It frees up your time. You know,
exactly.
I mean, TV is such a time waster. I mean, it's unbelievable how much time we can waste in front of the idiot box.
Yeah. Now there are I'm not saying that's for 100% of all shows on the television. You know, a lot of people are selective in what they watch. Until there's more content that is filled with love and light and is truly there to help people and to, you know, to contribute, you know, positively to their lives, a lot of it is just, you know, sort of fodder for the mind, where the mind is such a limitless and boundless, expansive thing that, you know, why limit ourselves by, you know, sitting in front of the tube, you know, hours and hours upon end? And this stops us being productive. Actually, it stops us from being creative. It stops us from letting our imaginations run wild.
I'll agree. And, I mean, I've totally enjoyed it. I mean, most people, I don't even say anything too about it because they're like, well, you don't watch TV? And I'm like, no. I mean, I checked out 3 DVDs from the library over the Labor Day weekend, and I watched those. But, you know, that was a choice on what I wanted to watch.
Yes, and that's what we're speaking about today. That's what we're speaking about choices that resonate 100% in our hearts. Because if we go with anything that does not resonate, you know, even though it's a firm family rule, even though it's, you know, something that, you know, an organization that was important to our family, that, you know, the family always followed or something like that. It could be friends as well. It doesn't have to do with family. But if it's anything that doesn't resonate with our hearts, it feels like we're living in inauthenticity, and we can't do that anymore.
Right, right. And when you're in business for yourself, you know, you need that time to be creative and write the books and all that good stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, people say to me, you know, oh, you've written books, and they say, well, I have a great idea for a book. And, you know, I said, oh, you know, sort of, what is it? And I said, you know, how far into the book are you? Oh, I haven't written anything so far. You know, I just don't have the time. But when you look further into that person's life, they have the time to sit on the TV, you know, sit down and you know, 5 hours watching TV or you know, gossiping on the phone or, you know, doing lots of other things. As, you know, we each prioritize our lives. And what's most important to us, we will make time for.
Mm-hmm. I have a little sticky note here on my mirror in my dining room that says, turn the TV off. It will change your life. It will increase your time management dramatically. And that was, you know, stated by one of the top Mary Kay sales directors several years ago. And I just always had it up there but never followed through on it. And last October, November, I kind of made that decision and... You know, I mean, I get to hear interesting people like yourself, you know, talking about real life stuff and not somebody, you know, on the TV that's a movie or a make-believe. This is for real stuff.
Oh, like reality TV or whatever like that. And, you know, we make our own realities. You know, we don't have to sit there and watch somebody else's and live vicariously through, you know, their day-to-day, you know, each minute or each second of their lives. So do you want me to pull 3 cards for you and see what's going on in your life?
I really do.
Okay. In any, you know, well, we've spoken before. The posse like to kind of pinpoint it in one particular area. Any particular area for you that's of more concern now than others?
Career or money? You know, I mean, career first. You know, is there a blockage? You know, is there some kind of, you know,
well,
there's
okay. Let's go. As we know, we create our own realities, and I've spoken quite a number of times on the program about what's inside of us appears outside of us. There's with September, there are going to be a lot of more. You've got the Six of Swords, and it shows an oarsman rowing away to much calmer, much smoother, much clearer waters than he's come from. And the posse of angels are telling me right now that you will be moving towards more abundance, more wealth, more career opportunities. And the thing that you would be most beneficial for you to do now is to keep strengthening your faith and your trust and your hope that this is reality for you. So the more that you can say, I am magnificent, I have an extraordinary career, I work with like-minded people, I work in an environment that's nurturing and nourishing for my gifts and my talents and my abilities, I love my work so much, I don't call it work. It's my passion. By serving myself, I serve humanity. And the more that you can affirm that over and over, I am deserving of a wonderful career. I am worthy of riches. I am worthy of abundance, of a beautiful lifestyle. Whatever it is that you keep affirming to yourself, the energies in September, and believe me, going October will be quite a pivotal month for most of us because of the energies, forward-moving energies of September. And from a monetary point of view, if you keep affirming this faith and trust and hope in what you know in your heart you believe to be true, and you keep making, you know, following the signs, not so much making steps towards it, because I'm getting the impression from the angels that not much has shown up in order for you to step forward. Is that the truth?
That's the truth.
Yeah, okay. So not much. And the reason I think they're saying that is because as a collective consciousness with all of us, not much has shown up yet. I mean, we've dreamed and we've asked, and we've imagined, we've visualized all of these things, and not much has shown up for us yet. And that's because it wasn't the right timing yet. We had to clear and cleanse a lot of things over the last 2 or 3 months to get rid of a lot of negativity in our lives, to draw that line in the sand and tell the universe, you know, what we will and will not accept. And having done that, now that we're clear, things can start opening up. They're saying to me, and they really don't know time, and they don't like to give timelines as everyone has free will and free choice, but they're saying more towards the 22nd onwards, be aware of things starting to show you signs and signals in your life that are really, really tangible to you moving forward. The second card you got is the Eight of Pentacles, and that is a wonderful card. It's a card about you being remarkable and being noted for your gifts and your talents and your abilities and being remunerated monetarily for it. So that is a great card. That has turned up in that second position. And it's if you want to look at these cards as the beginning of the month, more towards the end of the, you know, the middle of the month and more towards the end, it's it's pretty much on the mark, because right now all of us, you know, are steadily rowing towards those opportunities and those connections that are opening up for us. And by affirming our faith, our trust, our hope, and visualizing our what we want for ourselves, and then that money card comes in for us as things open up. And the last card is a beautiful card. It's the Empress card. It's the woman or the man that's assured. She knows her self-worth. She is again remunerated for who she is, and it's just being in that beauty and nurturing and nourishing of who we are, and the outside world recognizing us for that. So, do you have any questions around that?
Well, it's interesting that you read a 6 and an 8. My birthday is August, the 8th month, and the 6th day.
That is.
So that's a confirmation.
That
for
is
sure.
Confirmation. And the last card is a 3 card. I don't know if that has any significance to you, but a 3 card is a number of magic. In many cultures and many races, you know, the 3 was often revered as a magical number, and the things that we're going to be manifesting for ourselves, those of us that have kept that faith and trust in our hearts and affirmed to the universe what we deserve and what we desire, exactly what we desire, those things will be coming true for us, because as the consciousness is raising, we are living more in our authenticity and in our truth. And then what appears in our reality has to be an exact, match to that. And so nothing else, the more we're firm with that inside, then nothing else can appear in our reality. It's just like we're painting our reality with every thought we think and everything we speak and every feeling in our heart. So, we're going into an extraordinary time, and these things will be opening up for not just some of us, but for all of us who have had the courage to hold to our convictions.
Okay, interesting words, courage, especially, you know, the faith and the trust. So,
yeah. And you know, it takes a great. Oh, you're very welcome, Sarah. I'm so glad you called in. It takes a great deal of courage to hold to what you know is truth in your heart when everybody around you is telling you that you shouldn't think that way, or, you know, it's foolish what you're doing, when there's that still small voice inside of you that says, well, it doesn't feel right, or this is truth for me. And then to step forward, a lot of times people don't step forward and they don't have the courage to do that because they don't want to seem different from everybody else. They don't want to seem as if they're not normal, you know, or out of the norm. They might be ridiculed, they might be made fun of, and it takes a great deal of courage and strength inside of us to hold to what we know is truth for us in our hearts.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Candy, and I will continue to listen.
You're
and I
very
will
welcome.
Listen back to the archives on this so I can take some notes on it.
There's a couple very interesting things coming up in the next when I continue on this, and the posse keep poking me in the back as they want to say some more about this. So love and light to you, Sarah. Have an absolutely awesome day in beautiful Florida there, and lots of love to you.
Lots of love to you. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. Thank you so much, Sarah. And so much of what that conversation was about was not just for Sarah, but was for absolutely everybody. Those 3 cards were for all of us. I mean, you know, because we are a collective consciousness. Oh boy, am I getting shocks all up and down me now. Once again, I'll go through those 3 cards for all the listeners. Number one is the Six of Swords. The Six of Swords, I'll just paint a picture here, is an oarsman. He is, behind him is turbulent waters, and in front of him is absolutely clear, calm waters, and that's what he's rowing towards. Each of us, through our facing what is truth for us and going beyond what we have been told and finding the truth within ourselves, that's where we're rowing towards. We're rowing to a much happier, more peaceful, more loving existence through following our own truth. Especially, I have so many callers calling up about career and money instances in their lives. And the second one, the second card is the Eight of Pentacles. And the Eight of Pentacles is being remunerated for our gifts and our talents and our skills and our abilities. It's being remunerated for the remarkable gifts that we've come in with. And every time we do that, we give to ourselves and we give so much to the planet because of the energy of joy when we're doing what's inherent in each one of us. And the third card is the Empress card, and it's that assurity, that's living in beauty by being nourished and nurtured for exactly who we are. And this is a very creative card as well. It's a very fertile card. And so these three cards are not just for Sarah, but the Posse of Angels are telling me, are for all listeners, as that's where we're rowing to. We're rowing to much more greater connections and opportunities in our lives to bring us back the wealth, the abundance. And when I say wealth, many people, just relate that with money. But the wealth of who we are is almost, I would say, it's even more important. It's even more important than that monetary value, because that's the energy, that wealth of abundance inside of us that is going to resonate out to the world and bring us back more abundance, abundance of health, abundance of love, abundance of connections, abundance of opportunities, and that will lead more to that that material or monetary abundance in our lives. So let's go back to talking about our belief systems and the programming and the choices in our lives. Now, as I mentioned before, breaking away from the restricted prison of following the norms in our lives and what is expected of us is not easy. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that it's easy to go counter to what you've been told all your life, to go counter to your family and friends and organizations. But this prison of following belief systems is the worst kind of prison, as we find that it's a prison of our own making. Many of us have built this prison for ourselves that has not brought us joy. It's not brought us peace and love. But you know, listeners, this prison that we've made for ourselves, it's familiar, and it does not require much effort and much thinking. But in order to experience the joy, the peace, and the love, and the absolute bliss in our lives, we truly must be willing to let go of what is not resonating with us anymore. We need to do this in order to step forward and allow the new to come in. Breaking away from the known, whatever that is in our life, what is known can be very scary and it can be very difficult. But let me tell you, the rewards are enormous. If you look at a caterpillar that goes through the arduous journey of going through a chrysalis cocoon state of absolute hibernation, it's as if that caterpillar has to die off to be reborn into a butterfly. A new baby bird has to peck till it's weary, till it's exhausted, to break out of its shell in order to experience the vast wonders of the world You know, your choices and what you believe are your own creation. They're your own true creation. They're not the ones that others have chosen for you. By following your heart's desires and by not compromising your life anymore, then and only then can your life actually burst forth as an authentic life, as a true life, and as a life that will be truly fulfilling to you. And you know, it's funny, that is all it takes. For you see, this is the step that will start to move you from where you currently are to where you would love to be. And I'll go back. The posse want me to go back just for those listeners that might have tuned in late. And just to reiterate to you, you may dream or wish or plead or beg and cry for the life that you desire and long for. But when you do not live in absolute truth with what resonates for you, you will stay stuck in the life that you're living now. You'll never be able to push your life past what is now. This can only happen when you realize that you must stop allowing anything external to make your choices for you. It's only then that you can decide to make your choices by how you feel and not by what someone else believes in. And thank you, Posse, for having me reiterate that, because that's really so important for all of us. Okay, if you are finally letting go of belief systems, kudos to you and programming that are not truth for you. Perhaps you've only been following it by default. Know full well that you're not alone. You're absolutely not alone. For the majority of the collective consciousness on planet Earth, we've been living by default. We've been living with blindfolds on. But now many are waking up and starting to realize just how much of their power they have given away by not thinking for themselves and by not making their own choices. You know, many will start to think about what is right for them, what is truth for them, and many will start to think for themselves who they are, what they truly desire, what's best for them. The more we start to live authentically, making our own heartfelt choices as to what resonates best for us, then our whole life will be aligned with truth. And think about it, listeners, if you have faith and trust and believe in the laws of attraction, that what appears in your reality is a direct reflection of who you are, wouldn't you want to be the most authentic, the most honest, the most honoring, the most respectful, open, and transparent version of yourself to attract those same qualities in anything outside of yourself, in a partner, whether it's business-related or romantic, or friendships? By living this way, we live proactively, we live in truth, we're able to detach by not giving our power away and reacting to the never-ending drama of fear and control in our lives. And so much of what we've been shown in our media and in newspapers and whatever it is has centered on fear and control and just chaos. And that's kept us a lot of times not being so fearful that we've not thought beyond to what is truth and what is authentic for us, not what we've been told what is truth. The more September starts to unfold, listeners, the more so-called truths are going to be unearthed, and they'll be revealed and disclosed to us. With this, you may find yourself getting very angry and getting very upset, as what we've been told all along in so many cases has not been for our best good and our highest intention to make us healthy, to make us happy, to fulfill us. And just as a just as an instance, an example, there was some commercials in the 50s and 60s that told us that smoking was perfectly healthy for us. You know, they would show us doctors who were smoking, people of all kinds of careers, medical profession. Smoking is healthy for you. These were widely seen commercials. There were commercials that told us that the poison, DDT, was perfectly harmless to spray on our gardens to kill off the insects, and it would have no effect on us. One very personal thing that would have had an effect on my life is my mother, when she found out that she was pregnant with me, was experiencing dreadful morning sickness. And she went to her doctor, and I was born in 1955. The doctor told her that there was a new drug on the market, and it was wonderful. The drug was wonderful because it stopped women from experiencing morning sickness. It erased all of the symptoms. And my mother is very intuitive, and she was very much considering taking this drug. And she thought to herself, no, there's something about this that doesn't sit well within me. It makes me feel uneasy. For whatever reason, she decided not to take that drug, and the drug was called thalidomide. And the women that took that drug, their babies were born limbless. They were born without arms, and they were born without legs. And I could go on with examples of the things that we have been told that were not particularly advantageous and helpful and healthful for all of us. Yet if there's one thing that we know about the law of attraction, is that what goes around comes around. Our strength and courage in this time of authenticity will be to see each and every one of these things as they start to be revealed to us as a great treasure that is being revealed in order for the world to be better informed. What would be of most benefit, as things will be revealed to the world, is if each and every one of us practices detachment and keeping love and peace utmost in our hearts. For light workers and star seeds and walk-ins and spiritual warriors know that we have helped change the world, not by getting angry, not by seeking revenge or being violent, and certainly not by getting even, but we held the vibration of the world at a high level by keeping love and light, acceptance and unity and tolerance and peace in our hearts. In this way, September will see even more opportunities for us to step up. And what we're actually going to be doing is we're stepping into the shoes of being peacemakers, very much like Gandhi when he was trying to desperately change the laws that were so discriminatory. He did it not through violence, but through peaceful action, and through his peace, he was able to change people's ideas and change the world. He was the light that changed for so many others, helped change others. And the best way to do this is by going within. Find the peace inside of each and every one of us and affirming through all of these changes and through all of these things that will be revealed to us. Tell yourself over and over again, no matter what images you're seeing, no matter what you're hearing, that everything is in divine order and it's meant to be happening. And like I said, these things that will be revealed will be a great treasure, and it's one less thing that is going to be inauthentic in our world. And the more things that will be revealed, there'll be a tipping balance to then when we can live in absolute authenticity, absolute truth in our worlds. Now, listeners, remember that as September progresses, we will become more and more aware of who we are, what we want to be, and again, living our truth. With the energies moving so quickly, our ability to manifest things will be so rapid. And as a result, things that you think, you speak, you feel in your heart will manifest very quickly for you. I have often said this on the program, and I've often talked about the laws of attraction. I cannot stress this enough, the importance of each and every energetic vibration that we are creating now, whether it's through our thoughts, our feelings in our heart, or the words that we use. They have a tremendous effect on the quality of our lives, whether they're negative or positive, but they have an enormous effect on the planet. So by getting angry and sad, as truths start, so-called truths start to be revealed, we allow ourselves, if we allow ourselves to have judgment or hatred or bitterness, resentment, regret, unforgiveness, then we choose to perpetuate programming that we are separate from our divine natures. You know, with each and every new thing that will be disclosed, even though we have been lied to, what I intend to do is I intend to see it through the eyes of peace as a blessing. By choosing to see the disclosures as blessings, I will be focusing on, again, one more authentic energy that is finally brought to the surface, revealed, and released. By putting our attention on seeing these disclosures through the eyes of peace, that will be the vibration that we are emitting. And when I make sure that my words are aligned with love and peace, that is what will turn up in my reality. People around me will be peaceful. Situations will be peaceful. I'll have peaceful connections and peaceful opportunities. You know, it would be very helpful for all of us to remain calm and balanced in this time of shift and in this extraordinary time of change to follow five important tenets that I teach in Angel Healing House, in my healing practice, and also I teach them to my Reiki students, as I teach Reiki on all levels, including the master teacher level. And the first tenet, the first principle, is to take responsibility for our lives, to take accountability, to not just blindly accept things. And in this way, we just won't perpetuate any outside truths. We will know that we, each and every one of us, had belief systems which we just went along with because they were habit or somebody else told us to do this. But so we can accept responsibility for being a part of all of this. Don't at any stage think that we were not accountable for what has happened on the earth plane. You know, I often say, there but for the grace of God go I, when I had my walk-in experience, when I had my spiritual awakening in 2003. Before that, I was very unawakened, and I was a puppet of my own making, as I just believed and went along with what everybody else said. So I take accountability and responsibility for where the world is now. I don't blame, there's no victim, and there's no fault within me. I realize that I am part of the overall consciousness. I take responsibility, but I do have a choice now, and I've exercised that choice every day in the last 10 years to make my world such a beautiful, peaceful, loving place. So the first principle you can follow is to take responsibility for your part in it. The second is forgiveness, to forgive others. And the reason that it's been easy for me to forgive in the last 10 years is because I know I am that person. I've been where they've been. I've thought what they've thought. I've had their actions, no matter what it is. And so I forgive them. And forgiveness is an extraordinary thing because you don't forgive for somebody else, but you lift the burden of unforgiveness off your heart when you forgive others. The third very important principle is judgment. And when we judge others, we're actually judging ourselves. You can't see something of judgment in somebody else if it's not in yourself already. So the important part in all of this is not to judge others, and certainly not to judge the most important person in your world, which is yourself, because you're connected to the divine, and that God connectionness is going to make your world divine. And number four is the number four principle is gratitude and appreciation. Focus on your life, what is beautiful, what is peaceful, what is loving. Focus on your blessings. See each one of these disclosures as blessings, and then God gives us more blessings in our lives. And the fifth one is unconditional love. Even those who have strayed from imparting what is truthful for us through their greed, through their control, through their power, for we all are one, and we are all part of them. And the more we can love them unconditionally, the more that love will eventually open up their hearts, and so they can be part of this extraordinary collective consciousness that is shifting and changing the world into a world of peace. And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for my lovely caller, Sarah, who called in. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, that Angel Healing House is all one word, .com. So it's Candy at angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my professionally recorded beautiful guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to my website, Angel Healing House, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling session and Reiki healing sessions, or get a full hour-long reading for yourself, the Posse of Angels just loves to do readings, either in person or nationally or internationally using distant healing. This can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Please call me on 831-277-3716. Again, my number is 831-277-3716. Or you can email me again at Candy at Angel Healing House. And until next week, allow your absolutely magnificent, your extraordinary, your beautiful and powerful radiant light to shine forth love and peace to the planet. In this way, you will fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Take care. Bye-bye.